Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. Today we're looking at the connection between belief and story. It's quite topical at the moment for a number of reasons. The war in Ukraine is based on someone's narrative and belief in what his country should look like. Last week would have been the 95th birthday of my dad. He died in 2017, and for those of you who know much about this podcast, he was the catalyst for me to create this show. It was his death that got me thinking about this. So my father died in 2017. It was 2 weeks from his 90th birthday, and he did not want to be 90. He was very cynical. He was very miserable. His body was failing him a bit. And he'd often said weeks before this that he was ready to go. And so I wasn't sad about his passing, but I was sad about his journey. And so let me explain a bit more about that. And so my mum died 20 years before. And when she died, my father pretty much gave up because he didn't know. He didn't have a story to be living. He didn't know what the narrative was beyond mum dying. Because in his mind, he would always go first. And that goes back even further than that, because I don't think he actually had a story or a plan for his life on any level. He met my mother and that was it. His life was done. He had a purpose for living. It's about the why. It is this thing that, what are we here for? And he never really discovered that. So the effect that had on me at that age or that point was that I realized that I had all the seeds of being just as cynical as he was. I realized I was unhappy in the work I was doing and that I had another 30 or 40 years ahead of me, and I'd better start finding something that meant more, but I didn't know how to do that. And so that's how the podcast was created. And since that day, I have spoken to over 300 people on this show, and one of the things that comes out a lot is this point of narrative. What I find is that people who have a strong narrative, a strong story, a story that they believe, refer to regularly are the people who are successful. Are the people, well, I say successful, successful in their own mind. Because we all know that success is relative to what you believe it should be. So when you have a model that you're running, a story that you've created for yourself, and you are fitting that story, your life is meeting it, then success is yours. You appreciate the success you're having. And what happens to people like my father? Now, it's interesting because this week I have met a number of people who are on the same journey, who are having the same problem. People have died in their life and they do not know how to move forward. See, the reason narrative is so important for our health and well-being is because we can appreciate facts. We have facts in front of us. But when you go beyond facts, you need something to fill the gap. Something that provides hope. And that is belief. Because when we believe in something wholeheartedly, we make it true. And that is part of the thing that made humans and sapiens so successful. Because we had this ability to tell stories to each other, to inspire each other with our tales and stories. And to inspire ourselves with them. What that did, it created motivation, it created a sense of well-being and a sense of order. You see, because when I have a shared story with someone, there is order. We can trust each other. we move forward together on the path. And that's why having a narrative, having a story, is so critically, fundamentally important to living a good life. Many people talk about living their dreams and reaching their dreams. And the thing about a dream is, in order to get there, you need to have one. And a lot of people don't. Or the dream runs out, the story runs out. Bereavement is a big factor in this, when you lose someone who is dear to you or part of the journey you thought you were on. But it doesn't have to be bereavement. It can be the loss of a job. It can be illness, the change of circumstances. What with current world circumstances, it was COVID and now it's a war. These things change the narrative that we're telling ourselves. Now, something like a war, the one in Ukraine, that is exactly the same thing. President Putin is running a narrative in his head, and he's trying to make the world fit that narrative. But geopolitics is beyond my scope of influence and control. All I can control is how I feel and act in this world. So where am I in my narrative? I see myself as the finder and teller of stories, as the catalyst for people to share those stories of their life and their journey. And as a coach, I am here to help people redefine and rediscover their story to get back their zest for life and living. Our life is our own to do as we choose. This is our hero's journey, and we are the hero of that journey. And it's up to us to constantly rewrite the script and rewrite the narrative. And people like my father didn't have the tools or the awareness of even how to begin to try. And that is a product of his generation. But we are different. We have a choice. Okay, so let's start with something for you to think about. Do you have a solid narrative for yourself? A narrative that you believe in and you believe you are capable of achieving? Do you have a vision of where you want to be? Or are you on the path of where you want to be? And the first test of that one is that most hateful question that comes out in every interview. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I must admit, whenever I got that question, I would always fob and come up with various platitudes that were suitable for the interviewer. But the reality is, when we answer that question truthfully for ourselves, that is a good start point. Because the answer to that question is not just about work and career. It's about life. It's about where you see yourself in your body, where you're living, the people around you. There are so many aspects to that 10-year journey that for most people, we don't give any consideration. And if that one doesn't work for you, you can also go the other end and say about at the end of your life, when someone's talking about you, your eulogy, what would they say? What is it that you would like them to say about you? I appreciate that some people find that eulogy conversation quite difficult. I've had conversations with people on this before, and I realize it's something that is sometimes hard to grasp, accept, or even want to put any thinking behind. But the reality is, we are not getting out of here alive. And if that is a struggle for you to accept or even consider, just make a note, there's work to be done there. I would choose to journal on both of those points, because when you write that stuff down, it is amazing what comes out. If you have a 10-year vision, and you haven't looked at it recently, you may be surprised how it has changed. If you've never tried the eulogy process, it is enlightening, because suddenly you realize things about yourself that become more important. Both of these exercises are reflective, and they will bring up some stuff to process and to consider. So do be gentle with yourself when you are working with this stuff. There is no room for criticism in this stuff. It's just whatever it is. If you were to find that you didn't have much to say in either of these conversations, that's okay. It happens. In my case, it was negative belief and low self-esteem that was preventing me from seeing a positive future around myself. You could have experienced all sorts of things in life which make it hard to imagine the things you want to. So the way forward on this is to do the biography, is to write out your life biography and go back to different stages in life and see if you can identify where the change happened. Because there's no doubt about it. Most of us listening to this podcast were vibrant, excited children and went into teenage years with anticipation of what the future might bring. At some point down the line, that anticipation gets shut down. That excitement gets quashed. And it's when we can go back and look at those places and think, ah, that was the thing that actually made me change how I felt about this stuff. And it doesn't change the journey, but it does give you an indication of what the shift point was, and it allows you to think about it differently. And when we start thinking differently, that's when new opportunity opens itself. That's when we get access to the feelings and the thinking that was previously blocked to us. This is the place where your hopes, dreams, and aspirations live. Because at some stage or some part of that journey, those beliefs were crushed, those dreams were lost. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could reconnect with those energies and bring them into the now and actually experience life from that perspective? And it may not be that you pick them back up again, but it might be that you get to appreciate where they came from and there may be some progression in them. Biography work is really powerful, and as you notice, it's the journey, it's the story of your life. It says a lot about who we are. I also feel I need to remind you to be gentle. There are no room for regrets. There are no room for criticism on anything that you have done in your life because the past cannot be changed. We can only learn to accept it and move forward from there. We have potentially gone a bit deep today, but you can see this has been my journey over the last 4 years on this podcast, realizing all this material and taking all these experiences from other people and crystallizing it into the journey that I'm actually on. You know, and it's no surprise that people shirk away from taking on this kind of stuff, because when you start digging around the dark places, sometimes it's not that comfortable. You know, and we wonder why people choose to watch Netflix and hope life gets better, because sometimes looking in the dark places is not comfortable, and it's much easier just to not have a dream, not have a purpose. And I suspect that's where my father was. He was a child of the war. He had a difficult upbringing, and he had very low self-esteem, and no one in his life ever gave him any reason to think otherwise. If I had the knowledge that I have now in my 30s, I could have helped my father. And that's one of those catch-22s, because without him going on the journey that he did, I would not be on the journey that I'm on. But as my wife kindly points out, he would have to have wanted the help. And that is part of the issue, really, is that in order to move forward, we've got to want to. And that's it from me today. So your homework, if you choose to accept it, is, do you have a story? Do you have a narrative? And do you believe it? And are you engaging with that story and narrative on a regular basis? Because that is how you keep it strong and vibrant and moving forward. If you want any help with this kind of stuff, do reach out. I am here for you. Do check out the website, lifepassionandbusiness.com. Check out the resources tab for the free downloads and details of the various coaching packages. If you've enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast from the content creator, please support your content creators with likes, shares, and comments, because these are the things that feed the ecosystem and help people like yourself find a good podcast. As always, thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'll catch you next time. All the best.